This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And this is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners here at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you on this lovely 4th of July weekend holiday. 860-522-9842 is the number. Now, Jeff's been patiently hanging on there from South Carolina, and he's got a question about Apple, and they're going to shut down the My Photo Stream, right, Jeff?
Right.
That's not...
Yep.
Yeah, and that's real.
Yep, that's actually a thing.
So you got to get your photos off of that thing before Apple decides to blow them all away.
Well, my question is, okay, I got so many different... you know, I got the app where, you know, you take your photos and it goes back. Is that the photo stream? Then I got the Google Photos. I'm kind of, I guess, confused which one is the photo stream.
Yeah. That I can tell you. I can put a link up to the article as to what is the photo stream. But Google is not photo stream. It's Google. And Google itself has some photo things that they're going to be also deleting too.
Discontinuing and deleting, yes.
So all this free stuff they try to hook people onto is now becoming a problem for them. Because guess what? Data centers are expensive.
Really?
Right. Yeah. And so you're going to have to migrate. If you have photo stream, migrate it off. And we can put an article for you, Jeff.
Okay, that'll help. I mean, I got like 5,000 photos.
Mm-hmm.
I take a lot of pictures, you know.
Yeah.
And I got them mostly on Google, though.
And then you're probably okay as long as it's in the normal Google repository. However, the CEO, I think, of Google came out, I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago saying that we're going to lose more photos, you know, in these coming decades than we've ever lost ever in our history because of how these types of things work. You're going to lose data by on purpose or by accident. You're going to have no backup of your stuff. So 5,000 photos. Although they're probably all just pictures of a birthday party, right, Jeff?
A little of everything. Birthday parties, family reunions, scenery. But yeah, I bought a terabyte of space up in the cloud.
Nice. From Google or from Apple?
Google.
Okay. So do you have a Google phone or an Apple phone?
I got an Apple phone.
Oh, all right. You like to go both ways here. You're able to. You're on both sides of the equation, the Apple side and the Google side. I like that.
Well, yeah. I try to use which one that works for me, you know, the best.
Nah, I think that's great.
Yeah. Well, you're bridging the two worlds, so that's cool.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll put the link up there for you, Jeff. All right.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Enjoy the 4th.
Yeah. You too, sir.
All right.
All right. Bye bye. Jeff in South Carolina checking in.
Yeah.
So we want to bring up, we have four lines, 860-522-9842 is the number. And Carolyn, our producer, brought up a story we were not aware of. So we want to thank Carolyn. She said, hey, guys, did you hear about Cash App? And, of course, I'm not a guy who likes Cash App or Zelle or any
Venmo.
Of those Venmo garbage. And, of course, our government wants to make sure they watch every transaction you do there. Well, Cash App, I guess, is having some troubles. They're investigating issues with its software after users noticed that it was duplicating payments, leaving some users with negative balances. Well, that's not good. The company said in an update as of 5:47 p.m. on Monday that it was aware of an issue causing duplicate cash card transactions. And so basically you pay for it twice. Thanks, Cash App. And they actually take money out of your account. So this is the thing, right? So these ACH transactions are not supposed to be able to do that. You're not. The banks have rules that say you can't do things twice. You can't move money back and forth twice. And we've given you examples of how these banks break the rules all the time. Now you've got a Cash App that is now duplicating your payments. Now, we've seen this with mortgages. We've seen this with big electric bills, right? Where they whack it twice. And these are the companies making errors. In this case, this is the app itself, the thing designed to make your life, I guess, easier. Rip into your bank account and pay a bill twice. Thanks. You got to pay attention to all this stuff. The more hooks you put into your accounts, the more chances you're going to have of this type of stuff happening. So we'll put a link here from Newsweek, the magazine that doesn't exist anymore. And it's just a website. That's a whole other thing. They talk about this issue. And if you have the Cash App, you got to pay attention. My advice would probably be to not link a primary bank account or checking account to these apps. I would tell you to create a tertiary account, maybe even in a different bank, to connect some of these apps so that they don't really have access to your primary banking. Keep that in mind. I mean, heck, nowadays with the online banks that are out there, the high yield online banks that are out there that are giving you 400% more interest, I mean, more than 400% more interest than your local banks. I'm not sure what a local bank is doing anymore these days. They need to wake up, because you got these online banks that can give you, 4.5% interest rates now. And your current bank is barely giving you like a quarter, some pittance. They're like, thank you for being a customer. They don't give you a blender anymore, right? You can set up an online bank account and get 4%. I mean, who could guarantee you a 400% interest if you make a change like that? So what you could do is move all your money to the online bank and then leave your local bank with just a couple $100 in it connected to that Cash App. So you're not going to have any risk of losing too much money. But we'll put the link up there. We want to thank Carolyn for bringing that to our attention. So she's always paying attention to IT things now. We've got her. She's becoming a geek, whether she likes it or not. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Sheila in West Hartford. What's happening, Sheila?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a problem logging into my email. I can do it on my iPad and on my phone, but on my laptop, I always have to go through the login screen, the AT&T login screen. And in the past, it's always worked, but I always have to put in my password every time, and then I click the sign-in bar. But it doesn't work now. The sign-in bar just remains, dead.
All right, so you're not able to log in via your browser to the sign-in bar of your AT&T on your laptop only. Want to give her a different – what type of browser are you using, Sheila?
DuckDuckGo. Well, I use it's an Apple product, and I use Safari, but it's the DuckDuckGo screen that comes up, and that's where I type in Yahoo Mail, and then I get the sign in page. I do have a snet.net old email account.
You got to change that too, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So you're getting in through DuckDuckGo. Have you tried to do it without using the DuckDuckGo aspect of it? DuckDuckGo is a privacy browser, which is really good. But I wonder if it could be causing issues here in this instance.
Maybe, but I didn't try anything else. I've always, previously I've always logged in this way. We haven't noticed it. I just when I click the close the screen, the sign in screen, it says this other thing popped up. It says, "We want to keep your info safe. We haven't noticed any activity in a while. We're redirecting you for your security." And then underneath there's a bar that says, "Okay, got it." You know,
that's
am
weird.
I supposed to click that?
So you're closing the screen out of your email? That's what.
The sign-in screen. I was closing that out, the one that, you know, that was not responding.
We're trying to figure out why they would say that to you, like nonchalantly, and the sign-in screen is saying, "Hey, we haven't noticed any problems." That's kind of weird.
But we haven't seen you lately, because I only use the laptop, you know, every few days.
Yeah.
I like to use that when I need to mark things as spam, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easier to do on the laptop.
Have you tried like bringing down Google Chrome and just trying that browser without the DuckDuckGo hook?
No, I will try that. Mm. So should I just close out and not respond to this "okay, got it" thing?
Yeah, I would just close that out.
Yeah,
I don't like clicking on stuff like that.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
Okay, and then actually, what I did try is the DuckDuckGo privacy screen, but the same problem, you know, it was just the same issue. So I'm going to close that out too.
It's browser related, Dennis.
Well,
right?
It is, and sure. I think it's because she's searching DuckDuckGo for something rather than going directly to it in the browser URL bar.
Gotcha.
Up at the top of the window. And what you want to do is go, and we're going to put a link to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get there and just click on it. But the URL we want to use is currently.att.yahoo.com. And you would go, you don't search for that in DuckDuckGo. You go up to the top of the browser window, type that in up there.
Oh, well, my browser window, you know, I have a bar at the top with the, you know, question mark and, or the, you know,
the search window.
Search window, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the DuckDuckGo screen. So should I get out of DuckDuckGo, or can I do this you know, hand search on the top using
you
their?
You can be anywhere and go up to that top bar and put in an address.
Okay.
And it will just take you to that address without regard to whatever's in the window already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I just tried. Yeah. So I'm now on the screen. It says currently at Yahoo Mail.
Good. Can you log in?
Yeah, let's see. I'll just click on that.
Shot.
No, I'm still on the screen that has the duck up in the corner, you know. But
it's okay.
It's all right. Don't worry about that.
We don't mind the duck. We like the duck.
All right. So, yeah, now I have a screen that, you know, where I can click on.
Good.
Says, sign in to view your mail. Sign up. Sign in to view your mail. So I'll
go ahead and sign in.
Do that. I just clicked on that.
So is this different than before? You're actually getting the login screen, right?
It's when I say sign in to view your mail, it's still not reacting to that.
Very bizarre. All right, so that may not have worked.
Yeah, I mean, I have their screen. You know, it's got pictures and news things and whatever. You know,
but you still can't sign into your mail. There's no login area for you to sign that into.
Well, there up in the bar, there's one picture of an envelope that says mail next to it, but then there's another bar that says sign in. So maybe I should hit that.
Yes.
Just sign in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You can't be anonymous. You need to be logged in.
Yeah, it's got to know who you are to show you the right email, right?
Yeah, well, usually when I hit the mail thing, then I get the place where I put my
things change. This is all, people, these sites change all the time.
But it's... it's still just a non-acting screen. I mean, it's just it's not reacting to it. When I click on sign in, nothing happens. When I click on mail,
we're going to tell you then if that doesn't react, which doesn't make any sense to us, there's something wrong with whatever is in your browser is causing this. So I would tell you to use a different browser. Go to Google and download Chrome, the beach ball. And try to log in with the beach ball, typing in the URL that Dennis gave you, currently dot yada, 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 whatever he told you.
Yeah. So I still have that currently.
Yeah, save that link and then go download the beach ball from Google Chrome.
Okay. So sorry to hope there's not people waiting to talk to you.
But just Carolyn wants us to take a break.
Okay. So now I'm going to go on the DuckDuckGo screen, which is the only search screen that comes up when I.
Yeah. You can type in Google Chrome. It'll take you to it. It'll take you to download it.
Okay. I see it. Google Chrome. Click on that.
Yeah.
And now there's open browser, download it free. Is that?
Yep.
Oh, no. That says opera.com.
No, you don't want Opera. We want Chrome.
No. Okay. Down here it says Google.com, Chrome web browser.
There you go.
Then download, just hit download.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're going to run that. We're going to take a quick break and get back to you, okay?
Okay. Thanks. I'm going to click download Chrome.
Yeah. Yes, please. Okay. All right. She's on. She's doing that. We'll get back to her after this quick break. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. The tune I picture on the 4th of July. I don't know. I just always listen to this type of music. So, we're back here with Sheila, living in America here, living in Farmington in this case. So, Sheila, what you got going on there? Were you able to download Chrome? Is it running?
Well, I clicked download Chrome, but then there's a screen that says there's three steps. It says your download will begin automatically. If it didn't start, download Chrome manually,
mm-hmm.
or I didn't click that yet because the other... The other one, step one, says open the Google Chrome DMG file from Safari Downloads.
Yep. Did you do that?
Right. Yeah. So I haven't done that yet.
Okay. So you're going to open that file and run Chrome and get it installed.
I don't know what file to open.
The DMG, exactly what they said.
DMG file.
In the download directory. So you should have been in your download directory in Safari.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to run it, and now you're going to have Chrome as an option. We're just trying to see if something in Safari or something is not working, just in using a different browser might solve your issue.
Okay, I have two things there. One says googlechrome.gmg, and underneath it says googlechrome.dmg-2.
Yeah, you downloaded it twice.
You downloaded it twice.
Oh, okay, so I should do the one that's just...
Either one.
Either one, okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, because I did it when I did it again, it said for Mac, so I clicked that.
Yeah, you want the Mac, yeah.
So... do I double click this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, opening.
There you go.
Okay, I'm verifying.
And once that loads.
While we're waiting, I'll just tell you how much I like your program and I love listening to all the other callers.
Oh, thank you.
It's a great service, really.
We do our best. We appreciate that. So once you get it running, you're going to then go to that URL,
and
it should let you log in.
Now it says there's a picture of, you know, the multicolor thing that Google Chrome under, and then an arrow to the...
applications.
Yeah. So just
all right, what you're going to do is take that multicolored beach ball, drag it to that shortcut for applications, and then let go.
When you say shortcut, you mean the image underneath that's like a blue file with an A in it?
You've got the two icons. One is the beach ball. One is the applications.
Yeah.
All right.
So
take the beach ball, drag it to the applications, and drop it.
Just did that,
It should be very quick. It goes right in that same window.
Oh, yeah. It says copying Google Chrome.
Bingo.
Applications, yeah.
Nice. So now can she go on? I'm not a Mac guy.
She can double click that applications now.
Yeah.
And it will open up the applications and then find Chrome in the list and double click that.
Okay. Yep. Let's see. Should be in the top of the list or?
It should be in alphabetical order.
Oh,
so you're going to
have
to find it.
It says Google Chrome.
There you go.
It's December 2nd, 2020, but.
Well, just double click it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And let's see what you get. Oh, I heard the Apple click there. It sounds, you know, nice reaction on those mice, huh?
Yeah. Okay, Google Chrome is in an application downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it?
Yes.
Yes, open. Okay. Yeah, I still have a plug-in mouse.
Yeah, we like those. Always work. Wired out. Yeah. No battery issues.
Reliable as all get out.
Yeah.
And I drop it so many times, and it still works.
Oh man, my wife drops her stuff constantly. I don't think anything should work after she touches it, but it still does.
I mean, but I always think it's just a little piece of plastic. Okay, nothing seems to be happening since I did that. It's still in the.
How old's your Apple device?
How old?
Yeah.
Well,
it may be going through a verification process where it compares the program
really
to what is in the manifest for it.
Shouldn't take this long.
It's all part of Apple's redundant.
So even a powerful Apple system will take this type of time?
Depends.
Oh.
It can take a while.
Is it up yet, Sheila?
No.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to put you on hold again. This is a record. We're going to put you on hold through the news.
By the way, it's version 10.10.5, if you asked how old it was.
Oh, your Apple, yeah.
Yeah.
Version 10.10.5. Okay. When Chrome comes up, you're going to type in that URL. You're going to do this all during the news, and you're going to type in your username and password and tell us it worked. That's what you need to do when we come back from the news. Otherwise, Dennis and I are going to, I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, hang on, okay?
When you say Apple come up.
When the Chrome comes up, when it actually comes up, go ahead, go to the URL for your email and type in your username and password. We're going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, and we are on the line with Miss Sheila, who is trying her best to get her email.
And it worked. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
It worked?
Yeah, the Chrome. Oh. Yeah, I forgot what I clicked on the mail icon or something, and the mail opened up. It's
nice.
Back to normal.
Okay.
So just use Chrome for Mac. I just have one question. Can I delete that chrome.dmg from the downloads?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. It doesn't matter, though. You can.
What you'll have to do is trash it in Finder first, because it's now loaded as an active drive on the computer. So you get rid of that, and then you can delete the file.
So, and just to be clear, we kind of cheated, right? So we wanted to figure out where your problem lies. So your problem lies in your Safari browser and possibly the integration with DuckDuckGo and this particular website. So we didn't really fix that problem. We just took a different tool to solve it.
We routed you around it, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly. So your original problem still exists. We have no idea why.
Yeah.
We don't even really care that much because we've solved your problem.
Right.
But just so
now,
you know.
Whenever I want to log on, I click on that Google icon.
You click on the beach ball,
the Safari one.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Good luck.
Have a happy 4th of July.
You too.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye. We thought we would get there with her, but I want to bring up this news article really quick because it's kind of apropos.
Yeah.
So according to the University of Copenhagen, we are wasting up to 20% of our time on computer problems. Even though our computers are now better than 15 years ago, and I've been doing this for 30 years, and Dennis even longer, we agree that they still malfunction, according to the University of Copenhagen, 11 to 20% of the time. And then poor Sheila, she just wanted to get her email.
Right.
And the researchers behind the study therefore find that there are major gains to be achieved for society, I agree, by rethinking the systems and involving users more in their development. So obviously, rather than having programmers program, have the users tell you what they want.
Right.
An endlessly rotating beach ball, a program that crashes without saving data, or systems that require illogical procedures or simply do not work. Unfortunately, struggling with computers is still a similar situation for most of us. And of course, Dennis and I wouldn't have anything to do in a career if you didn't have these problems.
Right.
All we would have been doing is, see, we didn't get into IT to solve computer problems. We really didn't. We got into IT to improve processes
and get things done,
give you more performance, give you business functions that actually advance your business. You know, that we have our line, technologies advancing business. We're not here to fix the garbage systems that you're purchasing. We want it to advance your business, right? And that's been our thing. But of course, most of our lives are consumed with dealing with computer problems. And the University of Copenhagen agrees. we haven't gotten too far. We're just doing the same old, same old. And we'll put a link up here to this little story. It's kind of interesting to read. But, you know, IT people didn't get into IT to cause your headaches, to cause you pain. We want to make your life better. And we're stuck with the garbage that's being produced by these big companies, the Microsofts, the Googles, the Apples. You know, as the song goes, every OS sucks. Right, it hasn't changed in my ever since that song was written by the three dead trolls in a baggie. It still holds true today.
It does.
And now my TV does screw up when I mute it. Now my refrigerator takes a week to boot it. I had to reboot my refrigerator to make the ice maker work. Well, why is that a thing? It's a thing, Dennis. The ice maker refused to work unless it was rebooted.
Really?
Yes. It's a quote unquote smart TV. So we had to reboot it to get the ice maker to work. That shouldn't be a thing. So We almost should play Three Dead Trolls in a Baggy Every OS Sucks. Maybe we'll do it next Saturday. But we'll put this link up here for you. But you know, we're wasting up to 20% of our time on computer problems. So along with figuring out what's on Netflix, all the time wasted there, what you're going to want to watch, and our 20% of our time on computer problems, and then we sleep, where do we have to do left? What's left of our lives? That's about, what is it, 30, 50, 70% of our time is either computer problems, looking on what's for Netflix, or sleeping. How do we get anywhere? How do we get anywhere in our lives? Ay. Let's go to Carol in West Hartford. Hey, Carol, what's causing you trouble?
Okay. I hope you can help me the way you helped Sheila, and thank you for being there on a 4th of July weekend. You gentlemen are really super. No, here's my issue.
Yeah.
It's whether I go out and buy a new printer. I have an HP, it's a HP Envy 7640. It will print if I try to get it, print something off my phone. But when I try to make a copy, it will not do it. It just keeps spitting out clear sheets.
Oh, it's its own built-in copy function.
Is printing out blank sheets. So here's my thought real quickly. Flip the page over. Do you have it upside down? Are you copying the wrong side?
I tried that too. I tried that yesterday and I thought, no. I shook up the ink that's in there. It's not telling me there's a problem with the ink.
No, it is now telling you that or not telling you that?
No, there's no problem with
the
ink.
Okay, right. And you're able to print. Yeah.
I'm able to print from the my phone, basically from the internet.
Yep.
But I'm not able to make a copy.
All right. Well, let's see here. They think it's a hardware failure. HP thinks it's a hardware failure.
Okay.
This generally indicates a hardware failure with your assembly built into your printer. So if you have the page pointed in the right direction, the mechanism is not going across and scanning the page is what HP is saying, if this is happening. So it may be time for a new
device. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Yeah. So that being the case, I wouldn't even go out and buy a new printer, but the issue is sometimes my husband needs his license printed. It's the only way it will do it. And also now the whole thing with car registration, it all has to come through a printer.
Mm-hmm.
So, gentlemen, I don't do photos.
Yep. So you just need an inexpensive all-in-one black and white HP laser printer scanner you can get for a couple $100.
Okay.
I would tell you to go to Staples and take a look at what they have there. $250 or so, you should find a fairly robust enough printer that'll give you many years of service.
Okay, excellent. Now, do you have any suggestion about recycling this thing? And also, I have brand new ink.
Yes.
That won't.
Matter of fact, we do. If you hold it until September 9th, we are going to be doing an e-cycling drive at Tab Computer Systems on Saturday. We're going to be broadcasting live from our shop in East Hartford, and you can swing it on by, and EOSI, the folks at Environmental Office, will be there collecting the e-waste, and they'll be happy to recycle that properly.
Including the cartridges.
Yes, September 9th.
Including.
Yep.
Excellent. I just wrote it down. Thank you very much, and have a good rest of the holiday.
Thanks.
And enjoy yourself.
All right.
And thank you for being there. I listen to you all the time, even though I know very little about computers. I do my best.
Well, we appreciate
you
that.
You gentlemen are very helpful and also entertaining. So what else can we ask for?
Well, we do our best. Thank you, Carol. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines open. We're in the final stretch. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And now all the lines are full. I'm not sure what you guys do to us at 10:30 in the morning, but y'all line up. We're here at 9, you know. I mean, you guys get to sleep in. We don't. But we're here at 9. Real quick before we go to your calls. Southington Symphonic Band. It's a brand new adult band. And yes, we all wear clothes. We are performing on Monday night, 7 o'clock in Southington. So something I didn't know about when I was younger, you know, but I found these community bands about maybe 10 years ago now. And had I known they were there, I would have played a lot longer in them, in that there's some amazing bands. Like, I think the Willimantic or Wyndham Band has been around for 100 years. Southington Symphonic's first inaugural year is this year.
Oh, wow.
And it's our second concert. So come on out on Monday evening at 7 o'clock. It's free. And you're going to hear some great music. And the other thing about community bands is, I mean, it's a really good mental health break. I mean, aside from all the great benefits of making your noggin a little smarter, you're sitting there and through the rehearsals and you're not thinking about the kids. You're not thinking about work. You're not thinking about your problems. You're not thinking about money. You're not thinking about anything. You're thinking about, how do I get through this lick of music? And I'm working with my fellow bandmates who are hopefully are all doing the same thing. And it's really good for your mental health. So we have folks in this band that are range in age right now from, I think, middle school up to 80. It's a great way to get out and meet people you wouldn't have met. And so go ahead and dust off your horns and get back out there. I did it. I hadn't played for a long time. And I'm out there playing in a couple of community bands, the Bristol Brass and Wind and Southington Symphonic. And I would tell you to look in your neighborhood to see if you have a community band. You probably do. And you can join it. Generally, it's very inexpensive. And it's going to improve your life, I promise you. You're going to meet some great people and put on some great music. And if you want to check us out and see what we did, all the practice that we put forth, you know, Jeff Shaw's the director, and he put us through some crazy music. Entertaining. It'll be entertaining. Very challenging. And it's on Monday night, 7 o'clock, Southington High School, Southington Symphonic Band. I'll put a link up there for you. But get involved in your community bands if you have any interest and you want to just improve your noggin and your mental health. Let's go to your calls, and I'm going to go to what's going on here? Nick in Brookfield next. What's cooking, Nick?
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I wanted to say that I was having the same problem as Sheila.
Yeah?
I'm still having that problem. I had the problem with Brave.
Ah. Hmm.
And I switched, and it works using Edge, so I guess that's what I'm going to do for now.
It's probably a pop-up blocker, or what's happening with these privacy things, they're probably not allowing some tracker that is necessary.
I'm actually thinking it might be like what the browser is interpreting as a third-party cookie.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, you've got two different companies involved with this.
Right.
You've got Yahoo,
yep,
and you've got AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And AT&T has multiple domains. They have att.net, att.com, and then there's yahoo.com. You got three different domains that are all throwing cookies at the computer.
Right.
Okay. And I think at some point the browser is saying, I don't know about this.
Right.
I don't like all of these sites intermingling with what I'm trying to display.
Right. And if you downloaded a mail client, rather than using a browser-based email, you wouldn't have this problem.
Right, because the mail client doesn't care about any cookies on any website.
Right.
Right.
So what's going on with you?
My second question is that yesterday I upgraded from WebRoot to Windows Defender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything seems to be okay. When I show hidden icons in my taskbar, it says that actions are recommended. Well, when I go through the Windows security,
you're good, right?
When I look at all the options there, I don't see anything that there's no exclamation points. There's no.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be actions needed.
Right.
Okay.
You're good.
So I think I'm okay.
Yeah. You are.
Do you have OpenDNS running?
I hate to admit that, but I don't.
Oh, right? Nick, come on.
Oh.
It's okay.
I hate to admit a lot of things this morning to you guys.
It's okay.
It's all right. That's why we're here.
Configure OpenDNS. I promise you, you'll be even safer on the internet.
Okay.
There's no downside that we've seen yet. It is free. I don't know if you're the commodity there, but it's a Cisco product. We have not seen any sales or understood any sales that are happening with that with OpenDNS. So it's just a safer way to browse the internet. There's other alternatives as well. Cloudflare, I think, offers the same concept.
Yeah.
As OpenDNS.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay.
But tell you, if you configure that and you have Defender running, you'll be in pretty good shape. It's a good, that combination has been a good prescription for a long time. Nobody's called over the past I don't know, 20-ish years that we've been recommending that approach and said, I got hacked because of you guys.
Right.
We haven't heard that call yet.
Right.
So, all right, Nick, okay. Go ahead and do that. Well, the instructions are on there. They're always on our page.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
You too, Nick.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get secure, guys. It's cheap. It's free. You know,
it's free. It's easy to set up. It's not something you install. You just configure it in your router and you're done. That's it.
Simple as that.
It doesn't need to be updated. It doesn't need to be changed. It just is.
It just works.
There you go.
Going to Gary in Weathersfield next. Where are you, Gary? You there?
Good morning.
Morning. The button didn't work. What's up?
I got a question specifically about Hotmail email, but just to give you a little bit of history. I signed up on Windows Juno. Juno is a free Hotmail or free email service. And Microsoft, of course, bought it.
Yep.
Recently, beginning of this year, they were kind of forcing me to. It was still a free account.
Mm-hmm.
But beginning of this year, they were forcing me to buy more storage.
Yep.
So, they were doing that for millions of people.
Yep.
I'm sure they were. I kind of wanted to test the waters and see how long it would go. And I got about 6 months out, or about 3 months out of it, you know, ignoring the warning. And then finally, they said, you're not going to receive any more email until you either purchase more storage or free up storage. So,
right.
Which was a good thing. I went in there and I freed up. As I was freeing up storage, you get close to that free mark, I get emails popping in, pushing me back over that free mark.
Yeah. It's like a state job. You're digging a hole and some other guy's pouring it back in, right?
Oh my God. They knew it. Yeah. So they got me. I said, okay, you know, and you go, I'll buy it. I'll buy this subscription service. I bought the cheapest one.
All right.
But I have to say, in fairness, when I had it for free, it did a pretty good job of blocking phishing and spam, and it did a really good job. Now, the only problem I have is at least once a week I get a lovely Ukrainian woman texting or emailing me, wanting to know if we want to meet.
A Ukrainian woman, huh?
Yeah. And I get, literally, I'm looking at my screen now, I have 7 of them.
Nice.
From this morning. And I report them as phishing.
Right.
And they come back. Is there a way to permanently delete them or flag them as phishing in Microsoft would prevent them from coming through?
Yeah,
I think there are some phishing controls. We can find a link on
and you
how
can
to do that.
Maybe even right click on those messages and mark them as junk.
Yeah, I think you can do that too. Right?
Okay, I thought phishing would. Yes, I can absolutely do that.
And that would train their algorithms
right
to find that and mark it as spam.
Do you have 2-factor enabled on your Hotmail account, Gary?
Yes, I do.
All right, good. Yep.
Yay! Oh!
Is your password difficult or easy?
Well, it's easy. Admin 1-2-3.
No. Admin 1-2-3.
It's mixed case, uppercase, lowercase, with some punctuation marks and some numbers in there.
Good.
So,
okay. And you got the 2-factor.
And that's the only email that I get consistently filtering through, you know. The other ones don't seem, you know, Renewal by Anderson Windows and all those stuff. They've gone away. It's disappeared.
Good.
But this is the only one that keeps sneaking through on a daily basis.
Well, maybe you're cute.
So, 30 years ago, yeah, maybe.
I'm sure you're cute in your own way to the Ukrainian woman there. But
sure.
Yeah, right-click, market junk. And if it's the same mailbox that she keeps sending from, that should stop.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call.
Have a good holiday.
You too.
You got it. Bye-bye. Right,
bye-bye. That's too funny. Let's go on to Terry in Marlboro next. What's happening, Terry?
Hi. Well, nothing is happening, apparently, because that's why I'm calling you.
Uh-oh.
I can no longer get my Yahoo calendar to sync with my iPhone. I've taken my iPhone into the store, and they say everything is fine with the way I've configured it. It should be happening. And it's only been about 3 weeks. It hasn't happened. And I like to put my all my appointments on my new Dell calendar, and it just doesn't sync. And Yahoo is no help because all they tell me is I have to pay $4.99 a month in order to get an answer.
Well, yeah, you've got to have a paid account.
Paid account. Support. So they're not going to talk to you.
No, they're not going to talk to me unless I subscribe.
Well,
and I didn't know why this is all of a sudden happening, and it's kind of messing up my appointment calendar when I'm in a doctor's office, and all of a sudden I make an appointment and come home, and it's already, you know, I got something else going on.
I hear you. You can punt them, right? You can say, you know what? Fine, Yahoo. I'll go to Google Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can I do that in my Yahoo Mail in my account?
I don't know.
I don't know if it integrates like that. But
you could always punt. So if they're not going to serve you the way you need to be served, they're not going to help you without paying you. You could always go to Google and try that other alternative. But Terry, we're running out of time. We're out of time. Can you call us next week?
I get it. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Unfortunately, we just don't have time to go for that one. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We do appreciate it because otherwise we'd be talking about our kids and our cats. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's all on our Facebook page. I want to thank Mike G for doing all that, Dennis for posting as well, and Carolyn as well for producing.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.